Anyway, where's my friend Mary?
She forgot to reset all of her clocks, and she thinks it's whatever time it is there. I think you should contact. Yeah, you should contact Mary.
I know she was drinking with my wife earlier today, so she's probably just shwasty.
And I'll get back to you when I can.
Go, Tyler, go.
Ooh, Mary, you forgot. You forgot it's Bruise Day. 6 minutes late. You're not answering the phone. Ooh, naughty, naughty, naughty. That's all I got.
Got him. Baba Booey. Welcome to Bruise Day Tuesday podcast episode 658. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a man who needs just a little bit of introduction. It's I'll just keep doing that like, bit forever, and it'll always be gold. I think
there's a good page there. There's a good line in Bob's Burgers where they meet a guy and he says, "My name's Chet, short for Chester, long for Chet." That's kind of what you reminded me of.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, Bob's Burger, like, I've watched maybe 3 episodes of that, and every time I watch any of it, I'm like, I should probably watch all of this. This seems good. But I've just never really gotten around to watching more than, like, a bit here and there.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I have shows like that, too, where I'm like, oh, yeah, that was pretty funny, and then I just, like, never go back to it.
So, Dip, I know you hate when I do this. But I need to commandeer the show for a second.
Okay.
Before we even introduce our beers. And okay. You'll see why.
All right. Beer hacks.
So last week, as I'm sure you know, because I released that episode at least 6 hours ago, was the last of the terrible definitions chapter.
Oh, I can't wait to figure out what it was. Okay.
So they write so many words, so many words about the idea of how important it is to be able to get a beer cold. And yeah. I'm not going to read all of this copy, I guess. We're going to hop right into the hack. There are 4 approaches, apparently, for keeping your beer cold. And this one is the wet rag plus freezer method.
Sure.
So the idea here is you grab a beer, wrap it in a rag, throw it in a freezer. So I had picked out a beer for today, and because Mary is KIA, I guess.
Yeah.
She fucking just texted me.
Incredible. That's incredible. She heard you say it.
Oh, shoot. I'm en route. Daylight savings, she says.
I knew it.
So I guess she was looking at her fucking microwave or something, not her phone or computer or most things.
Maybe it was her car.
Maybe it was her car.
If so she's en route.
I assume she means en route to her computer.
Oh.
Maybe not.
I thought she meant she was driving around. Who knows?
Should I do this thing, this pivot, or should I save that for next week?
Buddy, I don't know what's going on in your head.
All right, cool. I'm going to do it. So I had picked out a beer for tonight because Mary is supposed to be on. And then I pivoted to this because Mary wasn't going to be on. And now she's going to be on. But I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to put the beer I had picked out for this week back in the fridge. I'll do it later. Okay. I'm going to grab a different beer, wet it in a wet rag
in the freezer.
And in 10 minutes, grab it to introduce
it.
Because I'm going to test this beer and method as one thing. So,
okay.
I guess either vamp or don't.
I'm not doing that. You just cut out the silence. Oh, Mary's here. That's hilarious.
Oh, I'll sorry. Talk to
Mary. You fucked me, Mary. You fucked me bad.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I absolutely said, I was like, oh, I bet daylight savings fucked her up. And then,
That. It was a mix of that. And like, I just got distracted because we're building like a new table upstairs. You can tell I'm wearing a tank top because I'm sweaty. And I was like, I looked at the clock and I saw 7:15. I was like, oh shit. And I looked at my phone and it was like, I had all these missed calls and like, just, no.
That's okay. Hello. We haven't even really gotten Sam's doing some beer stuff. Is it like an IKEA table?
It's like, it's not, it's from like Wayfair. So same idea, but just not IKEA technically, but yeah.
Every style, every home is what I hear.
You know it. I do have a beer. Maybe you're... talk about it. Let me know.
Maybe you're buying kids. You remember when everybody was like, Wayfair is selling kids.
Yeah. That was the weirdest thing. Weird. It was like this cabinet's called the Matilda cabinet because there's literally a child named Matilda. And it was like, that is not a thing that's happening.
Yes.
Good lord.
You can introduce your beer though, if you'd like to.
Are we on? Is Craig live?
Craig is going. God. Craig's been going.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, you guys.
That's fine. It's all good.
I have a beer. I have from Great Lakes Brewing Co. their Cookie Exchange Milk Stout, which is a 5.5% ABV milk stout. So pretty chill ABV level. It says, treat yourself to our seasonal milk stout brewed with a special rotating cookie-inspired flavor. So I don't know if just the Cookie Exchange one is the flavor, or there's some mystery cookie flavor in here. I don't really know.
I feel like Cookie Exchange has been on the show before, but probably it was a different variant.
I was at the store looking at the beers. I was at just the grocery stores and have as much variety as I normally do. And I was like, I feel like I've had a lot of these on the show. I didn't really know what to pick. So I picked this one. So I'm hoping that I didn't have this one on the show already. Hi, Sam. I'm introducing my beer 15 minutes late, 20 minutes late.
Did you hear our voicemail? Did it turn out?
I didn't listen to the voicemail. Is it really good? I just saw a missed call and then I saw you up and then I texted, oh, shoot. And now I'm here. So I did not listen to a voicemail.
Well, so the voicemail, I put the phone against my headphones so Tyler could yell at you. But I don't know if any of it came through. It might just be like,
I see the little like transcription. It starts with a go, Tyler, go. Got him. Got himmy. So I'm sure it's really good.
Yeah.
Yep. Treasure it always, please.
I will. Hi.
You tasted that cookie beer. How is it? Is it okay?
Oh my god, I don't even know what's happening anymore. I think I'm gonna try again.
Is this one of the ones from today? By which I mean 2 days ago?
No. This is from, I'll talk about that as my content. This is my Great Lakes, this is Great Lakes Brewing Co. Cookie Exchange Milk Stout. So it's also cookie themed.
Ooh.
Cookie Exchange.
And cookie milk.
It's good. It tastes like, you know, it tastes like a milk stout with a little bit of like sweetness in it. It could be kind of like a generic sugar cookie-esque sweetness. So I guess what we're going with. Mm-hmm.
I don't love a sugary beer, but I do love a sugar cookie.
So you may or may not like this, I guess.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. You'll never try it.
I have La Cabra Brewing's Long John Lager, 4.5% ABV. It's a very kind of like citrus yellow almost. It had a pretty thick head that's gone now. Different size bubbles. It looks very effervescent. Smell, what does that smell like? Hold on, come here.
Come here, you. Corn?
The big lump with knobs?
Come here, smells.
It's corn! It might, yeah, it is corn. It is the big lump with knobs. Yeah.
Fuck yeah! Bucket!
This is good, but it's kind of boring. But it's like this is extremely drinkable. There's not like a whole lot going on in any direction. So like I could drink a whole bunch of these, but it's not exactly exciting.
I feel like you're describing Corn of the Cob right now. Like not that interesting, but like I always kind of into it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
If someone hands it to me, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be upset to get this. but
not going out of my way for it. But if it's there, right. I'm happy to see it.
Yeah. This is the corn beer. Corn Jorn is what it should have been called.
Corn Jorn.
Fucking Corn Jorn. Buckets. Sam will introduce his beer in what, 6 minutes at this point?
5 minutes remaining.
Something's happening with the beer.
Yeah.
Yep, because of your sins. And and when you never listen to this episode, you'll never learn why.
I'll figure it out. I will figure it out later.
Probably. I mean, there will be context clues.
Well, it's obviously no surprise to anybody, as much as we try to keep it under wraps, that we were recording this on Daylight Savings Day. So the time is all sorts of whack. So is the time over in Marlborough, Wiltshire, UK, according to BBC.com. Medieval ale tasting tradition returns to town. So we brought our clocks forward by an hour, and they brought their clocks forward by like 300 years. Because the back,
like fact. 700 years.
No, they brought these guys up 300 years into whatever. It doesn't matter.
Both ways work, I think. You're doing a great job. Sorry, I stopped your flow.
Yeah, Mary, you got big balls coming in here and telling me how to run this podcast.
Let me tell you how time works. As I was like 20 minutes late. Hello.
Yeah, that's what these people are. No, but the mayor, town crier, town beadle, which I did not know was a position, and mace bearers of this town visited 7 pubs to taste their ales, which I guess was a town job back in like the 1300s. Oh, a beadle is a minor parish official in the Anglican Church. Okay.
Natch, of course.
Sure.
That sounds like a cherry gig. How do I get one of them?
I think you have to be...
say, like, God's cool or whatever?
I think you have to belong to the Anglican Church, probably.
I think you just gotta wear a costume and just call yourself a beadle. I don't think it's like an official position today. I don't know.
He's the beetle. Yeah, you just got to dress like Paul McCartney. But they went around and they tasted beers at these 7 pubs. They did not do maybe the most important test, in my opinion, which is back in the day, quote, they used to pour the beer onto a bench and the ale taster would sit on it in the puddle in their leather breeches. When they got up, if the bench was stuck to their leather breeches, it was deemed unsuitable.
I love the chuckle from your pseudo wife in the background.
Off screen.
I really hope they got picked up.
I was alarmed because really I laughed her. And I heard like a laugh before my laugh. I was like, did my laugh just travel through time? What just happened?
No, that was both Becca's of us. Laugh. I know her better than anyone else in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I know her laugh. Wait, so but like,
that's so
why
whack.
Like, is the idea is like it's too malty, so it's too sticky, so you're
it's
stuck
too there. Sticky.
Yeah. The idea that you could create a beer that would act like concrete on a bench is really like I would love to see that brew.
Like there's no indication that he sat on the beer for an extended period of time before he stood up. He just sat and then got up. So it's like, you think if you're pouring it out, you'd be like, this is the consistency of glue. Maybe this is not
maybe,
the one.
Maybe there's a prescribed time, like you have to sit on it for as long as it takes you to taste the beer or whatever.
Through your asshole?
Through your butt?
No, like you, because you're tasting the, come on, guys.
What? You said it.
No,
you said it, you fucking pervert.
Gross.
You're right. I'm sorry, you guys.
So let's go around the horn. How much, like sight unseen, Mr. Beast or whatever, says, hey, there's a puddle of beer on that bench. You're wearing whatever you're wearing now. I have jeans on. Go sit in that puddle of beer and it'll give you dollars. How many dollars is it to be like, y'all go sit in that?
$1,000.
$1,000.
I was gonna say 80. $80.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say like 50
it
really bones.
Depends on like, well, one, if it's Mr. Beast specifically, wow, I don't like him, so it took me a lot to
fair.
Like want to
that's
be
fair.
Him.
Yeah, but no, sorry, let's take Mr. Beast out of it. I just was thinking, who is a psychopath that would put you in this situation?
I think if it was a smaller number, I would think it was just like some weirdo yanking my chain. I don't know. I need to be convinced to take the risk this might not be a real thing. And I'm going to sit wild. In beer and the man's going to run away. And I feel like $1,000 is worth that risk to me.
I'm sticking with 80.
Yeah. $50 I'm sitting in that beer.
I do it for like 500, but not like, not two digits.
Jeez. This bougie bitch. I got to.
Honestly.
I am saying me, like, on International like, Women's Day, you a bougie bitch. But I got to go grab my beer
like,
so you can't even yell at me.
Okay, if I was, like, I was picturing me being, like, in the middle of, like, a downtown area, like, not yeah. near my house.
Oh, I hear
like,
you.
If I sit in this, I'm going to have to deal with this. It's going to, if I have to drive, I'm going to have to sit in it in my car. Like, it's going to be horrible and sticky, probably, and, like, gross. So, it's, like, I would need a lot.
Not if it's, not if the beer's quality, Mary.
Well, if you're just sitting in quality beer, you still have beer on your ass when you're, like, trying to, like, drive home. Like, what, do I take off my pants when I get in my car to drive home? Maybe, like.
I hear you. I hear you. It is an inconvenience. I was imagining much the same situation, like it's in the middle of a work day or something. But still, yeah. I think $50 and I'll have a soggy bottom. No problem.
I don't want a soggy bottom. Clearly.
People rarely do.
Dry bottom.
Yeah, we forgot to point out that Mary is wearing those True Religion jeans. So, you know, like she can't ruin them.
I can't wash
raw denim. Exactly.
I can't wash it. It ruins it.
Just gonna rub.
Just gotta put them in the freezer.
Can I introduce my beer now?
Yeah, how cold is it?
Yes.
Not cold enough.
Not cold enough.
I don't think so. You probably can't see because of the smeared label. I think we've talked about this before. There's a rule in the household that when Emily buys a beer, because she does too much buying beer and then forgetting about it, that a year after she buys it, it becomes mine.
Yes.
And the date on that is March 9th, 2025.
Which was yesterday. Oh, March 9th, 2026, I guess. But I getcha.
You're getting it. so this is mine now. This is Dark No Names by Tripping Animals Brewing Company. I think it's a dark lager.
That's believable.
Which really would have benefited from sufficient... Oh, shit.
I don't understand what happened. So you left it out like 15 minutes longer than you intended to, and then it wasn't cold enough? No.
So Sam had a beer that he had picked out for you, and then he thought you weren't going to come on the show. So he was going to do this beer hack. And
beer hack is my content. So now I'm going to double content like a cuck.
Yeah, cucked out.
This beer is too warm. It simply
it really
is
got
too warm.
Foamy.
Yeah. So this is where
oh
the
my
beer
god.
Is at now.
Oh my god.
It's 2/3 foam.
It's about 2/3 foam. So we'll come back to that later. But luckily, it was never going to be good. So, no losses there. Should we pivot right into...
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. So, this is the finale of this bracket.
I almost fucking missed the finale of the bracket. Oh, my God, you guys.
Well, you wouldn't have. We would have bumped
Yeah, we wouldn't have done that. Yeah.
I would have felt like the biggest ass if I just totally missed the whole thing. So, I'm glad you let me join a quarter in.
I think you joined at the beginning, and we're just going to finish late, and it's...
I'm in.
Your fault.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Before we get into the finals, I want to just relay a few facts, because it's taken us a while to get here. I had a called shot at the beginning of the bracket. We would wrap it up by Thanksgiving. So we're like... 3-ish months late.
Did you say which Thanksgiving?
That's true.
I do think I did say which Thanksgiving.
I'm like, we're well before Thanksgiving. It's fine.
Yeah, we're 3.5 months late. That's fine. Who cares? Two other things. I would be remiss if I didn't let my wife's thoughts be known. Every time I talk about this bracket, she yells at me that salad with big leaves should still be alive, and the fact that we let salad with big leaves get voted out is a crime. And I'm not here to like renegotiate anything. I'm not going to try and get it back in. I just like that it was important to her that people know that. So now I'm telling the people.
That's weird. If I had such bad decision-making skills, I wouldn't want it broadcast.
And now that's an interesting pivot to who does have interesting decision-making skills. I reached out to somebody and said, hey, here are the 64 entrants. Who do you think should make the top 10? And that individual had, of those 10, five of those are in our Elite Eight.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Do you want to know who this individual is?
Your dad.
Jed.
My uncle, ChatGPT. I said, hey, ChatGPT, here are our 64. Which are the most awkward? Some of these made it, some of these didn't. Poorly Rolled Burrito and Pomegranate both got knocked out pretty early. Those were supposed to be in the top 10, but five of the eight are on this top 10, which I say mostly to torture Tyler. Should we jump into the bracket, or am I just like warming you guys up?
I would like to jump in. How many do we have left? Eight?
Sure.
We're in the eight round?
This is the last round. Elite eight.
Okay. Elite eight.
So seven matchups is what we're looking at today.
Freaking go.
Let's freaking go. Biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop versus chocolate covered banana.
Ooh.
It's basically the same.
Dicks on sticks. So
can I make my I was thinking about this earlier because I was doing pre-pro. Here's why it's Choco Nanner Dick. Because either way, you're huff and hog. Like that's a push. Like obviously yes. One it's more obvious than the other, but either mm-hmm. way, you're sucking a dick.
Correct. But
it's the crumbly chocolate coating that really gets me. Because if you suck a dick and you're sucking a dick, everyone's like, why is this weirdo sucking a dick? But if you're sucking a dick and then it starts falling out of your mouth, that's more awkward to me. And I think that's what happens with the chocolate coating. I think you crunch through it, which already a little bit of a problem. And it makes a big mess all over your skirt? I don't know. Trousers, slacks, khakis, but regardless,
dungarees?
It's a possibly. I haven't run those simulations, the dungarees specific simulations, but I think those would be awkward as well. So
I learned that you don't know how to eat a chocolate covered banana because, like, why is the chocolate falling out of your mouth?
He just eats really low quality chocolate bananas.
Maybe I think there's a crunch factor there. And as soon as the crunch occurs, you're making a huge mess. So that's my vote for chocolate banana. I've put my heart on the table.
I think you know what's going to happen here, Sam.
I do. I've done my best, and I'll sleep well tonight knowing I've done my best.
So, Mary, are you
dick-shaped
lollipop? Biologically accurate, yes. Dick-shaped lollipop?
100%.
So, I honestly am torn. Because, like, I kind of agree with Sam, but not really the way he's going. Like, I think, yes, either way, you're huffing hog. Huffing hog is really the
title of the episode. I agree.
The term that I liked. So yeah, you're huffing hog either way. But here's where, and my mind's not made up. But like, after you're done with the lollipop, there's like chocolate residue. Right? Like on your face. Is there any residue?
I wouldn't think with a lollipop.
Or not the lollipop. No, the chocolate residue with the banana. Is there any residue with a lollipop?
I think there could be. That's my main. I mean, there's an obvious problem with the lollipop, right? Is that it's biologically.
It looks exactly like a dick. Yeah,
I think they're veiny. Just like a lot going on.
I think. I think also you're gonna have some sweet lips.
Yeah, like the sugary stickiness of the lollipop bothers me a lot more than like the chocolate situation of the banana, which maybe is just me not being like a very sugary candy person in general.
Yeah, famously, chocolate and banana have no sugar content.
No, I mean, just like it's not that. It's just like the stickier candy stuff is you know a sticky candy lollipop is different than a banana.
I know.
Okay, thank you. So it's like it's just I don't. To me, it's grosser. So that tips it over for me to the lollipop. But
so let me see. So clearly, Tyler needs to make the decision, and he's dicking around on his phone.
No, I'm looking around. I'm looking up eating chocolate-covered banana, and I want to see how yucked it makes.
Get your hand out of your pants, dude. We're making a podcast.
Unfortunately, I better not, because all of these results feature children. So,
should have missed the whole episode. I don't want to be on this one.
Should we move on to the next matchup and let him finish cranking
it? No, you know what? I'm honestly, the it's not that messy. I'm going biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
God damn it.
Yeah.
You almost had me, Sam.
I think it's just the creep factor. Like, if you're eating that lollipop, you know you're a big creepo. If you're eating a, like, you there's plausible deniability with the banana. You just want a banana.
Marigold, should we talk about the thing our work is doing, or will that just make him mad?
Which thing?
The food bracket thing, maybe? Oh, would be relevant to this discussion?
There's so many things that our work does, Sam, that I just had no clue what you want with it.
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance.
What are they doing? Why am I going to be mad about it?
Our work's doing a snack bracket.
Oh, okay.
It's called Munch Madness, like March Madness, but with food. Get it?
It's called what?
Munch Madness? Is that what it's called, Sam?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it is.
I get why it's funny. I just wanted to make sure I had the name right.
That's correct.
Oh, that is funny. I didn't even think about that. Oh, good. Yeah, so I don't know. We just vote on snacks. I assume at the end, the winning snack or maybe the winning final two snacks will be presented to us to eat. I'm taking nacho cheese Doritos all the way as best snack.
I think there's a good chance that the left side of that bracket ends up being nacho cheese Doritos versus Cool Ranch Doritos. And it's like,
so, well, and that'd be correct if that happens.
I wrote the whole bracket out, and it was all based on my preference, not my prediction. And I have jalapeno kettle chips taking it all.
I don't think that would happen, but
I had Bugles making the finals, and they got knocked out in the first round. I voted for Bugles
in round one. They are so good, and they got kicked out.
And you can put them on your fingers. Like little witch hands.
I can't anymore. I tried recently. I don't know if my fingers got too fat or if the Bugles got small.
Shrinkflation, man.
Shrinkflation, yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely used to like my witchy fingers when I was a kid.
Well, we've done good comedy. Let's get back to talking about food. dipped ice cream cone versus enormous lollipop. So I'm going to say dip cone.
Lollipops.
The exact same reason I just said choco nanner, and I'm talking chocolate fragments. The fragments will happen. They will make a big mess.
Do you have no control over your lips?
I don't know, man. Ask your wife.
Oh, no!
Munch man.
Big naturals.
Uh-huh. We're talking about the Sailor Boy lollipops, right?
Yeah, Sailor Boy, totally.
Sailor Boy lollipop. That is just so weird to be eating out in public.
It's like the optics. Like it's like the weirdness of just what it looks like versus like the actual awkwardness of like eating it.
Sailor Boy lollipop.
The same
all the
as
way.
The last one.
Thing about like a popsicle is you can like kind of put part of a popsicle in your mouth.
Yeah, you can.
And like maybe people will be pervy about it, but like you can just eat it. But with like one of those huge ass Sailor Boy lollipops. All you can do is lick it because it's so big.
That's what I'm saying. It's obviously Sailor Boy Lollipop.
I'm going Sailor Boy Lollipop.
I've gotten outvoted by you assholes.
You have to be there. You said you point out the licking factor of the lollipop, and I was like, that doesn't mean it's
freaky. it's a lot. I don't care about winning. What's important to me is that everyone gets their day in court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sure.
But what's really important to me is this next round goes to the shellfish.
Ooh.
So make it happen, or otherwise we'll be quite upset. We're talking about head-on shrimp versus oysters.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This feels like the big leagues.
Now we really have to think.
I would like to present the case for oysters.
Okay.
Because I think it's just weirder in general to have oysters to go. Because it's just like it's such an event to like eat oysters. I don't even like oysters, but I know it's like such an event and like a ritual of like eating oysters at a restaurant. You get it presented on like little ice trays, and like you get your little like sauces or whatever the fuck to like put on them, and you slurp them down. If you like, what are you opening up, a styrofoam clamshell? Is there ice in it? Like, what is happening here? Are you
slurping a little teeny mini bottle of Worcestershire sauce and a little tiny mini bottle of Tabasco?
Are you like slurping it audibly? Again, the park bench setting. Are you just sitting there slurping oysters? That's whack. I'm gonna vote oysters.
I will say these two options are number one and number six. Based on ChatGPT, I won't tell you which is which.
Okay. I tried to look up pictures of oysters to go to help me with my decision, but it doesn't seem like that's a real thing. So,
be like, what the heck? Why did you bring those here? Are they food safe? Are you going to become ill? Like, what on earth?
That feels like it could be a Whitest Kids You Know sketch. Of just, they have, like... like one of those styrofoam disposable coolers, layer of ice, oysters, and like the various sauces that should go with
it. Oh boy. I don't know. I'm stuck. Sam, what do you think?
Well, I was waiting for you to vote so I could destroy you by saying also oysters.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna vote present.
Yeah, go ahead and abstain. Oysters progresses.
It's like, if someone had a box of those, like, shrimpies to go, I'd be like, that's a little odd, but, like, okay. It's not going to freak me out in the same way as, like, why are you eating oysters right now?
And the last of this round, the number four versus number five, according to my Uncle Chat, we got ribs versus Sloppy Joe.
Oh, man. Did you recategorize these as part of this? Because they worked out real nice with like this little like
alphabetical situation. It's alphabetical all the way through.
We really got you know, ice cream and candy, seafood and meat somehow. It like really worked out.
I took the same approach here as I did to like my whole professional life, which is just like, it'll work out fine. I'm white.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with ribs. They're both saucy. They both have the capacity to fall on your clothes. But with ribs, you're left with items that you have to deal with afterwards.
I think the mess factor is pretty comparable. But the detritus factor is much higher in the case of ribs. So, yeah. Mary, you don't need to talk. Ribs wins.
For what it's worth, I was also going to vote for ribs. So.
Yeah, we don't care.
All right, the first unanimous one.
Classic International Women's Day. Just like,
I didn't even know it was International Women's Day. How classic is that?
It was 2 days ago, I guess, technically.
It was
the day that has one fewer hour in it than all the other days.
That's right. We only do International Women's Day.
Man, that's so funny. Is that from something, or is that just you?
I saw it. Someone tweeted about this.
Because that's
like,
really,
oh my God,
good.
That's right.
Like, in the same way as
you. I didn't think of it myself. I can't pretend it is.
I mean, you see every year, of course, Black History Month is the shortest month of the year. And it's like, It's funny and sad every year, and it never won't be. But I hadn't heard the International Women's Day thing. Is it always a Sunday?
I don't know. I think it's not.
Or is it just always the 8th?
I think it's the 8th, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so, the 8th. I should probably know that.
So that great bit is only true sometimes. But this year is one of those times.
Correct.
Okay.
There's right. a Reddit so that's, post. That's... I just Googled it to see if Women's Day is always on the 8th every year, which it is. And then I saw there's a Reddit post that's called, "Why is Women's Day celebrated more than Men's Days?" And I'm not going to open that.
Yeah, I would say just shoot them.
That's,
in the brain.
That's,
in the brain
that's trolling. That's yeah. trolling.
So we'll come back to the bracket, I'm guessing?
Yeah, yes.
We're
yeah.
at our final four. We'll come back.
Right.
How exciting. Yep.
Right now we're going to go to, you know, we've been comparing things with the bracket. So let's go to Harvard or news.harvard.edu, which is worse, a soda or a beer? More comparisons.
Do they mean like flavor wise or like nutrition wise?
We need a lot more context for this question to make sense.
Health wise.
Ah.
So which is like worse for you?
Still, I need more. It depends on the soda and it depends on the beer.
Not according to these guys. They say that pretty much soda is always worse for you. No matter what you compare it to, soda is always going to be worse.
I find that really difficult to accept. As a beer defender, obviously, this feels like bad science to me.
Well, I think, Samuel, it probably does. Like, they talk about it a couple different ways, like on an individual level and then on like a societal level. And they say, like, from an individual level, it's definitely soda because it's just so much sugar all the time. Just an incredible amount of sugar. But then they say, like, on a societal level, it's probably alcohol because although there's, like, a smaller number of really intense drinkers, like, they then lead to things like car crashes and domestic violence and stuff like that. So it is a little more nuanced.
This feels a little bit like some tweed-clad cups saying their opinions like they're facts.
So, okay, go off.
Would you say some libtards?
I just did, bitch. I would say that they're
libtards. One's also got a weird pause in front of it.
Well,
I like this quote. I like this quote that's in here. This one of the people in this mix is the professor of medicine and epidemiology, Eric Rim, who says, "What we know is that people that drink about half a drink to one drink every day live the longest, so they die less of heart attacks. They may have a bit more cancer, but the absolute risk of heart attacks is much greater than the absolute risk of breast cancer or colon cancer."
What a rim shot.
There it is. I don't know.
Is it just me, or do you find that every story you hear about, can you believe this person's 98 years old? They're just like, all I do is smoke cigarettes and drink wine all day.
I know. It's like, I shoot whiskey and eat a steak every night or like whatever. And it's like, all right.
Well, it's like, see, the secret is if you do that, you have like a one. No, it's like a 1 in 20 chance. Like it'll supercharge you or it'll just take you out. You know?
I'm happy either way.
Yep. Gotta smoke Chattertons. The tar will hold you together.
I don't know. This just seems silly.
Okay.
Just, not, it's a good article. Sorry. I guess like the moral is just like smoking's bad. We can all agree on that for sure. And also just like everything in moderation, I guess, which is like everything.
Kinda. I would say don't do PCP in moderation.
Well, yeah.
Do it in moderation. Yeah, Sam only wants you to do a lot of PCP.
I'm kind of all or nothing on PCP.
I didn't know it came in liquid form.
That was talking LSD, about that aspartame, I believe. Which is super safe and super like okay to have. And I'm like, I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, doesn't aspartame cause like holes in your gut or some shit?
Well, like, the thing is that no one is going to pay for these studies because the people with money are the ones who want these chemicals to succeed. So we won't know until 100 years from now, just like the cigarette lobby kept all of that research down. Tyler, you have your hand up? what would you like to say?
I think that's true, but I just wanted to point out, yes! we do know that aspartame, yeah, wait, chalk it up on the board, Samuel. Aspartame might not put holes in your guts, but it does make what comes out of your butts taste weird, according to that one guy that I kind of know.
Sorry, and by the one guy, that one guy kind of know. Oh no, it's freaked my whole being. I can't remember if you stole this story from Zach or Zach stole this story from you.
He stole it from me.
Okay. Also, I'm trying to throw you under the bus about
it. I'm not trying to retell the story. I think it's important every time we talk about aspartame to talk about just how bad it makes your poop taste, apparently.
And that was like Rainer's buddy, though, right?
No, it was Becca's friend's friend.
And is Becca around?
Yeah.
Can you bring her
on? We heard her laugh earlier.
What? What do you want? Why? For what reason?
I have 10 to 12 follow-up questions, if that's okay.
Let's not... What if we don't?
You can text her.
That'll make great podcast content. Speaking of great podcast content, should we get back to this bracket?
Yes.
My man is just all about the brackets.
Can I be honest with you? I'm afraid that I'm going to forget to finish it.
Okay.
And there are so few matchups left. In the final four, we've got what can only be described as a pop battle. We have biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop versus enormous lollipop sailor style.
Which, yeah.
Sailor style is not in the listing, but I think that's kind of where we've got
yes,
our sailor understanding boy of this entrant.
You got to give it to biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
I feel like you have to.
I kind of have wanted biologically accurate dictate lollipop to lose for a while now.
I know. I just feel like it's like so obvious to take the whole thing, but I feel like,
I mean, like, it's obviously gonna beat big. Like, dick beats big, which is what the question is. Dick beats big. All right, dick moves on. Well done, dick. On the other end of the final four, we have, oh man, another obvious one, if you ask me. Oysters versus ribs.
This is obvious. This is obvious. It's got to be oysters, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oysters.
Should we do the final now? Or
I can do my content first.
Yeah, let's do Mary's content. But start noodling in the background. Biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop versus oysters will be our final matchup.
A little bit of trouble, okay, but we'll get back to it. Hello, I have content. Happy International Women's Day, everybody. 2 days ago, I guess, technically.
Cheers. Wait, it's what?
So today, I actually got invited to go to a lovely little event with a couple of our friends. We went to, I think it was like, what is it? Working, oh my God.
Working Draft.
Working Draft. I think it was like Working Stays, not right. Working Draft Brewery, downtown Madison, for like a little beer and Girl Scout cookie pairing experience.
With four friends brewers of the show, Lars Gern and Top Gun.
Correct.
And honestly, I almost picked an article about a beer and Girl Scout cookie pairings.
Oh my God. I did it. Yeah. And it was with four different breweries represented by four different lady brewers. And ooh, it was really exciting and really fun. I actually have, do you want me to like read the list of the breweries and the pairings? Because I took a picture.
Well, I don't care about the breweries so much because I won't know them, but I am curious about the pairings.
Yeah, so the first one was Youngblood Brewing, who I've had a lot of their beers on the show. They do a lot of different sours. So they obviously did, they brought one of their raspberry sours, and they paired it with the cookie The Adventureful, which I've actually never had. It's one of the newer Girl Scout cookies. It's kind of like a brownie cookie with like a caramel filling. So it's a nice
apparently
kind of like chocolate
raspberry. Emily tried to buy a box of these and couldn't figure out how.
I don't know anything about that.
She bought goddamn 8 boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Couldn't get this one that she wanted.
She spent $500 on Girl Scout cookies? That's crazy.
$6 a box now, which is highway robbery, but also it's whatever. So that was
don't worry, my three stupid children and wife will eat them.
Yes. So that all the beers were basically just like very like yellowy, like summer spring beers. So we had the second one was a lager from this brewery called Big Grove. And that was paired with the Caramel Delights, aka Samoas. Her justification was for that was like, the Samoa is so flavorful already. Like, let's just put it with a really basic beer or lager. And I was like, kind of agree with where your head's at on that one.
But did they, that should have been like a, like, do they have like a pretzel cookie or something? Like something salty would have been good with
they
that. Don't,
it's probably the closest. They don't really have any that are like salty, sweet. They're all just sweet on sweet. There actually is a couple peanut butter options that maybe would have been a more interesting choice.
But those are sweet too.
Yeah. Let's see. So then we had from Indeed Brewing, they had a pineapple tahine lager that was pretty good. And I paired that with the shortbreads, the trefoils.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Emily was telling me about that, and I was like, usually when I'm told what a beer is, I can, like, taste it in my mind's eye, like, for lack of a better term. But I was like, I don't know what that would taste like. It seems like it would suck, but I want to try it so bad. And she was like,
I didn't get a lot of the tahine element, like the spiciness. I mostly just got, like, a pineapple sweetness, but I thought it was very good. She said they did a really small, like, 10-barrel run. Of it, but it was
like so pineapple and spicy, like that shit makes sense. But like tahine more broadly, there's some stuff kicking around.
What is tahine? I've never run into tahine.
It's like a spicy red powder that you can like sprinkle onto like food. So typically, like it's usually like in the Mexican context, sprinkled onto like, sweet things.
We're talking is this... like chili powder and lime, essentially. Yeah.
Are we talking about the stuff they put on lollipops for some reason? And I'm like, why are you trying to kill me?
Lollipop, you can put it on like a piece of fruit. You can put it on like a margarita rim in addition to or instead of salt. Yeah.
I'm not into it.
That was that one. And then the last one was Working Draft. So their own brewery or their own beer. And that was, they had A Woman's Place in the Brew House, which I actually had on the show. And they paired that with lemonades, which are kind of like lemony shortbread cookie, because there's lemon elements in the beer. And so they were like lemon elements in the cookie. That seemed like an obvious choice.
Apparently, that's a series, and they change up the recipe annually. Yes. Like it's the same malt, but different hop.
Yeah.
Each year.
That's true. So it's very possible the one I had today was like different than the one I had on the show because that was a while ago. But I also like I don't really remember specifically. So, but it was all good. Yeah, and it was like really nice. And they gave us stickers. One of them gave us a koozie, so we got some little swag.
Nice.
It was funny because Three Stacks invited us. So there were the four of us, and then there was another group of like similarly aged four ladies that were there, and that was the whole tasting was just the eight of us. And I was like, what a perfect little group.
That's nice.
Ta-da! That's my
That's content. Cool.
It was fun, yeah. I didn't put it together until afterward. I'm like, oh, this is for Women's Day. Got it.
You're like, oh, I'm just going out on a Sunday.
I think in the invite that Three Stacks sent me, I think it literally said, this is for International Women's Day, and I just, like, forgot. I also got a massage this morning, so it's just been, like, all over the place. Very relaxed.
You're just loosey-goosey, man.
Loosey-goosey. Yeah.
Well, Working Draft does a bunch of like kind of wacky stuff. I talked about it on last week's episode. Just like, they're just like, I don't know. This seems fun. Seems like kind of the way that they book shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which my guess is leads to a lot of hit or miss, but it sounds like this one was a hit.
So I liked it. I was sad they didn't like advertise it better because I was like, I feel like this could have been a bigger thing with like more people added. I think Three Stacks happened to see it on Facebook randomly and I don't, but like, I have no idea.
She's so horny for this brewery. She would leave me for this brewery if that made sense legally. Mm-hmm. She loves this place. So I'm sure she's on their social media and stuff.
Yeah. That was a delight.
They once, I get apparently annually, actually, they do like a thing where they're like, we made a shitload of this one kind of soup. Come eat the soup. And part of that experience is soup. Put the soup in like a branded mug. And we don't get downtown that often, so she didn't get to do that. But I acquired their branded mug from the soup day, and it's her favorite mug.
Perfect.
Big brain Sam.
Did you make a soup for dinner one night and like present it to her in the mug?
Dog, I don't know. This is 8 years ago. Am I on trial?
I was just curious how cute it was. Next time, you'd have
not
that idea
that
for
cute.
Free.
I'm not that good at being a husband. I'm just not that good at it. You know me. I'm
fine.
Ask
your lady friends how to be a better husband. We'll tell you. I will say, shout out to Sam for dadding his kids so Three Stacks could come out and hang that's out nice. With me.
I mean, that's a pretty low bar, but way to go,
it's
Sam.
Bar is low, but thank you, Sam.
I did tell her maybe 10 times between us waking up and her heading out, like, you hang out with the girls as much as you want. I don't care. Do it. Because she just never gets alone time, and I feel bad about it.
Sure.
That's nice.
I was like,
you can also,
I don't know, man, hit a strip club and go to dinner and get home at 1 in the morning. I don't give a shit.
Have any of the three of us been to a strip club?
No.
I've been to a burlesque show.
So no.
A strip club, so no. Very classy
that feels
event.
Close.
I didn't
yeah,
see some
it's
bits.
Not the same. It's not. That's not the same. Seeing bits and being in a strip club are not the same thing.
Yeah, no one danced up on this. Like, it was all yeah. very like, classy on like a stage and like some trapeze type things in the ceiling.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Nobody was like up in my bits.
Yeah.
With their bits, you know.
Back in the day, my boy Roach got dumped and was like, we're going to the strip club tonight. And I was like, okay. And then we almost did. And then I was like, what if we just played Mario Kart instead? And we did
Senior Tesla, what are we calling it? On Tuxedo Mask, went to
yes.
Jersey to go to one of his friends' bachelor parties before the wedding or whatever. And I was like, just so you know, like, if you guys are going to go to the strip club, that's okay. Just be, like, polite to the women and don't be weird. And he was like, yeah, okay. But then they ended up just playing, like, magic cards the whole time.
Sick. Yeah,
dude.
Like, that's what
sick.
They told me. But, like, it's great. I was like, this is amazing.
Rad.
Oh, these nerdy people.
I mean, they should do what's fun to them.
Yeah.
And strip clubs are sad, and playing games is fun. So, like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's my problem. I feel like if I go to a strip club, I would just be sad the whole time.
I'd rather play Smash Bros. Or chess or something.
Chess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not saying strip clubs shouldn't exist. I'm just saying I think I would be sad in them.
I think I would like it. But a burlesque okay. show is fun. It's very classy. Do you recommend
yeah.
that?
All right. Well, I think we're all probably sad about this next article because we all live in Maryland. MarylandMatters.com. Cool. Beer and wine sales in grocery stores appear stalled for this year. So just about every year, Maryland tries to pass legislation that will allow them to sell alcohol in grocery stores. And pretty much every year, the like bar and beer distribution lobbies are like, no, nerds. And that happened again.
But, like, why?
Because if people could get their liquor from not a bar or a distribution center, then it would mean less money for the bar or distribution center.
So you would think they would just distribute more if they could sell beer in more places, but I guess, sure.
It's all about squeezing. It's like legal racketeering is all that this is.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Hell yeah.
Do you think that takes it? Like, the award for the whitest person ever to say the sentence, it's all about the Benjamins. Should we put a plaque up in the White Folks Hall of Fame?
For shut it
down. One of the whitest people, so I feel like that's very possible.
Mary gets a trophy that looks like macaroni salad, and
I love macaroni. It's got deviled egg on top.
She's, like, charmed by this. Makes her that much more deserving of the victory.
Yeah.
I really have nothing else to say about this article, but, you know, we need three articles, so there we go. Let's take it to the top. Let's take it to the big one, everybody. This is what we've all been waiting for.
The finals.
Sorry.
The final.
I'm just thinking about how Mary is like, what if the idea of white pride was not problematic? It would be
macaroni salad.
See? That's not problematic.
That's great.
Love that cracker culture.
Okay, mac salad. You gotta have deviled eggs. What else? Chicken fried steak? I don't really like that, but that feels very white. I don't know.
Okay.
No ham. Idea. Ham's a good
ham.
One.
Yes, Samuel.
Dry turkey.
But actually, I had two ideas that I might submit to this. What about
boiled goose?
Biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop or oysters.
It's a toughie. It's a clash of titans.
It's actually harder than I thought it was going to be.
So I have it.
You have it?
I have it. And I'm not going to try and stump speech it. But you guys need to get on the same page. That's not my page. Otherwise, my page wins. I'm just going to sit back and drink.
So, I think I might vote for oysters. Not to be contrary or anything like that. But I just feel like if I, you know, again, we're in the park.
You're just picturing it.
I'm picturing it. Somebody's there shucking shells or sucking on a biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop. Huffing hog. I would probably assume that the person huffing hog, like, lost a bet or something like that. And I'd be like, okay. But if I saw somebody just raw dogging oysters on a park bench in the sun, I'd be like, there's something wrong with you. I need to avoid this person.
Also you're not, and also you're going to be so sick.
You are a danger, a health hazard to everybody in the area. So I think from a, and this is purely from a witness perspective, from an eating perspective, I don't know, but just from somebody walking by, I think it would be weirder in a way to see somebody eating oysters than a biologically accurate dick shaped lollipop.
It'd definitely be stinkier.
Unless they're eating into that lollipop with their south mouth.
Oh, well that's not even in the bracket.
I think that might be the next tournament we do.
The most awkward.
Which of these foods would be the most awkward to shove up you while you're at the park?
Oh boy.
Turducken.
That's a good answer. I was going to say pineapple.
Lobster.
This is dumb stuff. I'm going to go, oh my god, I thought I had it. Now I don't. Now I'm confused. I think we can unanimous this and do oysters also. I was picturing just like walking by someone on a park bench and watching them slurp oyster versus watching them slurp hog. And I was like, you know what? It actually is weirder to be eating the oysters. That it makes me more uncomfortable, I think.
Somehow it is. Yeah. Somehow. The dark horse oysters. Yeah. Like somebody slurping a hog could be coming from a bachelorette party or something, right. You know?
Actually, just dropped something in the chat for you there. Can you read that for me, Tyler?
Number one, oysters. Wow.
I can't believe they ChatGPT got the points that we said, where it said, usually served on ice in a tray, which I mentioned. Slurping raw shellfish in public is already socially awkward. Correct.
Ugh. You're left with detritus. Wow. Okay, chat. All right. I see you. I'm still going to put a bullet in your head, but I see you.
Their number two pick was pho / ramen that had one win and that got bounced by
peanut
covered taffy apples, I think.
Yeah, I don't think the pho thing is very awkward. It's just kind of like, oh, no. You got some pho for lunch. That's cool.
So what did chat get right? Like, what was in the top whatever?
Oh, so oysters, they got, I'll just read all 10.
Yeah.
From 1 to 10, oysters, pho / ramen, lobster, ribs, sloppy joe, head-on shrimp, which I still feel like justice for head-on shrimp.
I don't think so.
Dipped cone, poorly rolled burrito, pomegranate, and chili dog.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. What a fascinating insight into, I don't know.
Should I read the honorable awkward mentions?
No.
Sure. Where'd it put biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop?
Not in the top 10, and also not in the honorable mentions.
You know what I think ChatGPT could not comprehend it.
I think chat's gay.
I'll just ask.
Think ChatGPT's a man?
Well, he's uncle.
ChatGPT.
I always call him Uncle Chat, so he's a man.
Either he could be a man and he's into that, or he's she is a lesbian and also not into penises.
Valid.
Why isn't biologically shaped dick shaped? Wait, no. Biologically accurate. No. Samuel, focus, focus.
Please stop, Sam.
I don't want this podcast to become Sam Reads AI.
I don't want to have to watch Sam attempt to type something into the internet again.
Yeah, I know.
He was so angry when he couldn't leave that comment.
That was like 3 months ago. And the website was bad.
I wake up and I hear you say, why can't I leave this? No, never mind. You don't start something unless you have something, Tyler.
So I asked, why isn't biologically accurate dick shape lollipop higher? And it responded, honestly, it should rank higher.
Oh my god. You're so right. That's so valid. And then
it lists all the reasons that it should have ranked higher than it did. It's like, hey man, tell that to you. I don't
know. Speaking of Huff and Hog, ChatGPT.
Honestly, yeah.
Huff a hog.
Yeah. It is. It's huffing your hog, brother.
That's what I mean.
You're getting hog huffed.
I wish. One day this I'm still not married enough.
Huh. Okay.
Have I been punished enough for how late I was? Can we end this?
That sounds fair.
Yeah. Okay.
But we need to give Mary homework for your next appearance because.
Beyond this,
so this bracket was constructed by a bunch of dipshits, and you had no say in any of it.
Correct.
So I don't need you to make the bracket for next time, but for your next appearance, can you have a theme, and then maybe we'll make the bracket together. Maybe we'll just shoot the shit about it or whatever, but like the next bracket we do is Mary's pick.
It's gonna be something funny like food that's for girls. Which one's more for girls?
Girl dinner.
Which one's more girl dinner?
Honestly, if the idea behind your bracket is making me and Tyler look like dipshits, I'm hugely on board.
The answer is charcuterie. Charcuterie is the ultimate girl dinner. All the
worst feminine product.
I mean, it's the douche. Obviously, it's the douche. Like, that's not an opinion. That's a fact. The douche is the worst feminine product.
You're not wrong.
That currently exists, I'll probably give you that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not going to go back to, like...
Okay.
At some point, we're just, like, soaking a duck in vinegar and shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Count.
Put leeches up
okay.
there. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Think on it, Marigold.
I'll think on it, yes. Thank you for the opportunity.
Right. Yeah, it's nice when Sam lets you do something on International Women's Day.
Feels so
She so was frivolous. 15 minutes late.
Yeah. But she maybe enjoyed her beer.
Should I talk about it? So I had sure. Yeah, I had from Great Lakes Brewing Co. their Cookie Exchange Milk Stout. 5.5% ABV. This was decidedly fine. It's a milk stout. It was a little sweet. I don't know if it's like a Christmas thing and I just got it a little bit late. Whatever. It says there's so many other good, like, desserty milk stouts out there. This isn't really, like, up there in, like, the top tiers. I feel like I'm going to give it, like a 5.5 because it's like this is fine. It's just like very middle of the road. It's not bad. It's just not like exciting. That's all.
All right. I had La Cabra Brewing's Long John Lager, 4.5% ABV. I liked it more than I thought I would. As I said, it's pretty boring. It tastes like corn, kind of. But it doesn't have any sort of like metallic-y nonsense that I find a lot of, you know, corny beers do. I think I could drink a bunch of these. let's see here. I think I'm going to give it I think I'll give it a 6. This is a very good, like, sunny day beer. Again, it's not doing anything crazy, but it's just enjoyable. I would recommend it to anybody who is just, like, you know, hanging out outside, not doing anything in particular. Samuel?
Yeah, I had Dark No Mames by Tripping Animals.
You crunched the can already.
Oh, I always crushed the can when I finished it. That's from college, because we would be playing Smash Bros, and I would have 20 cans of Dr. Thunder on my desk.
Yikes.
And I would lose track of which one I was drinking, so I would crush them to indicate that they were empty.
All right.
And I definitely haven't been diagnosed with autism, if you were wondering.
Wasn't.
Dark No Names is fine. It's a dark lager, so fine is about as high as it's going to get. I'm going to give it a 2.5 and say...
A 2.5? That's not fine.
For a lager.
I would stay away. I would actively stay away from a 2.5.
If you were putting it up against lagers, though.
I had a lager just now that I gave a 6.
Sorry. I should reframe. I don't trust your judge.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. Sam, I no, you don't. You know what you're having next time Mary's on, I guess.
Well, I picked right. No, yeah. I have a beer, but I have this whole sequence of beers that aren't cold yet that I need.
Right.
What was your system? We didn't talk about it. Maybe we don't have time to talk about it now. But...
Oh, did it not make it in? Sorry. So this one, there's like a sequence of like the ways to get your beer cold really quick. And this one was just take a rag, soak it in water, wrap it around the beer, chuck it in the freezer, which is a classic. Okay. And it said it should take 7 to 10 minutes. I pulled it out after 10 and it was not cold enough. But next week, a new technique.
Next week, a new technique.
Keep spitting. Keep spitting. I'm vibing.
This MF spitting. All right. Well, if you want to send us any sick tracks for me to spit hot fire over, you can email them to us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on the links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue skies at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us give time. We'll see you after the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. Somehow the way you said I'll spit hot fire made you the whitest woman on the panel tonight.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yay, yeah. Tyler wins.
Tyler, you did it.
I do think the best woman would be a man, so that makes sense.